We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top on the beginning of a line. Omar Shmuel, Hayman, we're continuing the halachas of Chazaka, of Benichsi Hager, someone who makes the Chazaka, which is Na'al Godar, or Na'al Godar, Rafa by Porta. So Zokta Gemara, Hayman, the Poshach Dikla, if someone took off the branches from the tree, and that improves the tree because it's pruning the tree. So it depends why you're taking off the branches off the tree. Depends why you took off the branches off the tree. If you took it off the tree in order to improve the dekel tree, that's a kinyan chazaka, because anytime you do something to improve the property or improve the tree, then that's called a kinyan chazaka. Where you want to be kind of something, and you went ahead and improved it, that's a kinyan. But if you took off the branches in order to feed it to the animals, loikoni, because that's not improving the property, that's just taking off the branches in order to feed the animals. Now, even though you, lemaisa, on collateral damage here, you did help out the tree, so maybe that should be a chazaka. On that, the Rashbam explains that you have to have kavana to use that improvement to be a kinyan chazaka. But if your kavana was something else, so it's not a chazaka. Like the Rashbam says, umiyu belakitas hanofim miskavanu lahachzik v'deka v'knoise v'chazaka. There, zulay kani v'avagat demeilam hanil dekel. Even though lemaisa it worked to make the dekel better, kiven de'enim miskavanu sakana karka, therefore, elakitas peris miskavanu have a chazaka. And kumachas shlema das tamis. Like he did it shlema das. V'chika amar. And what Leslie says, you know, I want him to miskaven to make chazaka with this lakita to take off the peiris. He says, that's nothing. That's like making a dibur and saying, I want to do a chazaka without doing a chazaka. So therefore, the thing you had, you were trying to do is not a chazaka because taking off peiris is not a chazaka. And that you improved the tree is not a chazaka either because that was not your kavana to improve the tree. So Gemara says, Heichidami, how do you know, and the Rashbam explains, in a case where you see he's trying to lie, how do you know what his real kavana was when he took off those branches? So Heichidami, Shokam Haigisa, Haigisa, if he took off branches evenly on all sides of the tree, so then you know, then you know he did it to prune the tree and to prove the tree. But Kulu Mechad Gisa, if he took the branches off all of one side, we know Adaita Dechyusa, he was doing it for the animal, and therefore even afterwards if he claims they did it for Chazaka, And he did it to be kind of it and to prove the tree and not to use it for his animals, we don't believe him because we see from his maisa they did it on one side. Obviously, he was doing it to get more branches for his and make it easier to get the animals on that side. Therefore, he took off all the branches on that side. He was doing this for the food for his animals and not to improve the tree, and therefore, it won't be a chazaka. A similar halacha, Rama Shmuel, Hayman the Zaki Zichya. You have a guy who clears up the property from all the branches and twigs. So if he did it to improve the karka in order to set it up to be able to plow it, then you kinda. But if he did it to have firewood, then loikani. Again, because the only way it's a chazak is if you have kavana to improve the property and you improve the property. So heichidami, how do you know if afterwards he wants to deny what he did? How do you know if it was taka when he did that maisa? Was that bekavana to fix the karka or bekavana to for firewood? How do you know? So shaka ravi vizutri, if he took the big twigs and the small twigs, adaidara, he was looking to clear up the property. Shaka ravi vishavak zutri, if he just took the big ones and left the small ones, it's clear adaita ditzivi, he did it in order to get firewood, and if we dafka took the big pieces, so that would be a simon to see what his kavana was. Was it kavana to clear the property, or was it kavana for firewood? A third case, Omar Shmuel, Hayman the askel tikla, if he cleared up the it had these different humps and different mounds of earth all over the property and different ditches in the property, and he flattened it out. So if I dited the arrow, if he did it in order to flatten the ground, so in order to make it better, easier to plow, so then you say, then Connie, I dited the beidari, but if he's just doing it in order to make it a geirin, lo d'sham tvua, he just wanted to have a flat place in order to, he wanted to do some threshing in that area. So then, he's not improving the karka for the tzarech of the karka. He just needs a place to thresh. That's not koina. So heichidami, how do you know if it's... We'll explain in a second what's the difference between threshing and making it clear for plowing. We'll explain that in a second. Let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says that if he did it in order to clear up the land, in order to plow, then he's koina. If he did it just to make it into a threshing place, it's not koina. Heichidami, what's the simen, a sign, what he's doing it for? So Shalkal Mulya Vishad Vinatsa, if he took the mounds of earth and put it into the holes of the ditches of the property, he's making it all flat, the whole entire property, one big flat area, Adai Da'ara. He's doing it in order to make it easier to plow. But Malya Mamulya, if all he did was that he took the mounds of earth and he just spread it out, he made it not so steep. Vinatsa, which means all the ditch in the ground, he just made it a little less of a ditch. He just made it a little, he pushed a little from the walls of the ditch, he pushed it in and made it a little flatter. So then Adai Da'ara, in such a case, if the Beidari, he's doing it just for a threshing place and not to plow. When you plow, you need the entire field to be one straight, flat area, and therefore, what you do is you take all the mounds and put it into the ditches and make everything flat. When you want to have a threshing area, so you can have a few different threshing areas, and therefore, you won't completely take off the mound, you just make it a little lower. And the ditch, you won't completely eradicate the ditch, you just make it a little higher. Now, the Rashbam is bothered by, if I make it into a place of a Beidari, for a garden low shom tool, why isn't that considered a improvement in the karka? So the response speaks out like this: the Beit Dari garden low shom tool, the kiven the karka zela harisha oimed. Since this karka is oimed, what the plan is, this karka is usually made to plant things and to plow. Even after you flatten this out to thresh, the yachbicham chitim yitzarach shom lachash v'zroya. Nimtzi says, "Ein garin zeh kan kiyim kilkul." Really, it's a kilkul. Ve'ein zeh masak and asada kiyim a kalkul. Because any tikkun that's not going to last and it's really here temporary, that's not called a tikkun. And he says, "Vali domi l'nal the god of rapa by porta of ashkaz mayim." It's not similar to those cases. Shekol dvar malalo in seif and l'sasham. You're never going to take away that improvement. Aval garin zeh, this thing they make into a threshing place is seif for the kalkul of sasher. The ikar da'ara l'charisha kaim. It's made for charisha. If the plan was to make this into a area where you thresh wheat, this is forever. If this place was, I mean, this field was made to for Gairin, then Avada, that's called improvement. But here, this was made for Charisha. And he did something else. If he did something else, that's not a Kenyan. And again, the Gemara says, the simon is how flat you make the field. If someone opens a water source to the field, adaita the ara, if you're doing it to improve the ara koni, adaita the kavri, if you're doing it, you want to get fish, loy koni, hechidami, how do you see if it's for fish or it's for the land itself, hechidami, the posach trei bavi, if you make an opening on this side and an opening on the other side, so the water just goes through it, does not stay in the property, so then you know that it's for fish. Posach trei bavi chad mile, one side, the door goes in to the property, the chad mapik, and the other side it goes out. So there, you're not doing it to prove the property. Adait the kavri, doing it for the fish. Chada adait the kavri, chad bava adait the ara. If it's chad bava adait the ara, if you do only on one side and all the water gets in and stays there, then you're doing it adait the ara. You're doing it adait of the land. You're doing it there adait to have water source irrigation in order to plant things. There's a certain lady who, there was a hefker, there was a dekel that was hefker, it was a nichse ager, let's say, and she for 13 years was using this dekel by cutting or by pruning it, but he was doing it for the animals, because you saw she just took off branches on one side. So she did it for chayis, and not to improve the tree. Asahu, a certain person came, Rapak to say porte, he dug under this dekel tree in order to prove the dekel tree a little bit. Asta kame de levi, v'amrile kame de ma'ukva, ukma b'yode. They put it into this guy's hand. This lady, for 13 years, was using this dekel, but was not considered a chazaka because she was not doing it to prove a tree, she was doing it to get something for the animals. Masha enkein, this guy came ahead, and Rapak porta, that was enough, and he got the chazaka. Asayika tzavcha kame, she came screaming about this psak. Why are you giving it to this guy? I'm here for 13 years. So they told her, "My avodah, what should I do for you? You did not do a chazaka like the normal way of doing a chazaka. The normal way of chazaka is in order to, you have to do a chazaka. You have to improve the property. And here you did not do it. Adaita dikli, you didn't do it to prove the tree. He did it for yourself. He did it for your chayas. Because if you were doing it for the tree, you would be taken off on both sides." If someone takes a bayis of a ger, a house of a ger, and he wants to be koinit, he makes a tzura, a chaya, a oif, he makes a, carves out a picture of a bird or an animal, kono, The Rav, because how do we know this? Not because Rav said it, because you know from a story. The Rav, like Koni, Leginsa, the Bay Rav, Ella Betzarasa. Because Rav had, there was a building next to his Beis Medrash that was a Nichse Ager, and he was Koinit through making this picture, so we know that that's how you make a Kinyan. According to Rav, that alone is enough of a Kinyan Chazaka. And the Rashbam speaks out, Aval Siod Vikir, Domal El, Amok, Nega Pesach, that we said before, on Daphne Gimel Abeis, that if you paint it or you make a picture there, you need to have it has to be the size of an amma, it has to be like a pesach. Lav hainu tzuras beria. That's not a picture of an animal. El tzurim baum with stam designs. Maisa tzatzum prochem, like flowers, or some designs. Ava tzuras chaya oiv zok de rashbam chashuva. It's much more chashuv. Vedai be'echem, it's enough with one. Vele be'in an amma, you don't need an amma, look like a pesach. This type of picture is a much more complex picture, and that's kind of even without having the amo k'negra pesach. You make a tzura v'chaya oif, that's a kinyan. Like you see, Rav was koinol against the Be'rav with a tzura. A tzura like this, a tzura v'chaya oif.